Jane Kramer almost had it too good. She was in a loving long-term relationship, making music as part of the Barrel House Mamas, and engaged in a career in social work.
Within about 6 or 8 months, all of those things collapsed. I was really, really broken. I was in the wreckage and the shrapnel of all the ways my life here had decayed, and was feeling like a tremendous failure that my relationship and my band and my job, coupled with the grief of losing a dear friend in a really tragic way. And suddenly I didn't know how to find my identity even here in these mountains, in this place where, for all intents and purposes, I came to be myself.
All of that happened around 8 years ago when the collective pain drove Kramer to Portland, Oregon. She has since reclaimed a happy life in Asheville, but hasn't quite left the trail of heartache. The breadcrumbs reached the title song of her new album, Valley of the Bones.
And the losing side of a mother's love left me howling with the morning dust. Still there's part of me believes a seed can grow. Will I sit beneath her tree in the valley of the bones?
That came from a place of grief, of loss, of experiencing a miscarriage and having this dream where I was talking about it with my dead friend. And it called on the newer parts of me that did in fact love themselves and still feel whole even in the presence of that grief.
No, I'm just a white bird flying homeward to the valley of the bones.
Kramer grew up outside Philadelphia in a Jewish family that brought a Christmas tree into the home every holiday season. Kramer says she never felt at home anywhere until attending Warren Wilson College. There, she bonded with the women who, along with Kramer, recorded and toured as the Barrel House Mamas. She also met the musician Pierce Edens, who became her partner for 12 years.
Suddenly, when that was stripped away, I thought to myself, well, who am I with just this guitar? And I, you know, am I even any good? Or do I need these other people on stage with me to fill up the sound? And literally just hearing myself playing in a room with my guitar and my voice was scary and vulnerable.
While in Portland, Kramer lived on a houseboat and wrote most of the music that became her first solo album. But she felt the songs were so rooted in Asheville that she came back just to throw the album release party. Kramer recorded her second solo album in Asheville, and when she returned for good, the compulsion for catharsis in her music ebbed against Kramer's desire to look outside herself.
I think I'm in a place in my life where I have unpacked a lot of things. I have done a lot of personal work and exploration and healing. I am trying to arrive at a place of deeper self-love. And I think as a writer and as a human, not only do I want more people to be able to see themselves in my songs and feel connection and feel less alone, but I want to be able to offer my gift and my insight in telling and helping tell other people's stories.
The song Macon County is the retelling of a story Kramer heard from a stranger.
Macon County.
The crux of her story was that she was coming back home to where she grew up, sort of feeling like she had exploded her life and start over after her marriage and several other things had decayed. And even though her story was completely different from mine, I know well that feeling of going back to a place and trying to start over.
Today, Kramer's career in social work has evolved into volunteerism. She thanks her father for that nudge, and she devotes most of her attention now to her music and building the career around it.
The thread running through all of these songs is just, you know, the incredible resilience of us as humans and what different ways we can embrace ourselves. But I do feel like more of, you know, a grown-up person who knows herself. I feel like she's speaking in this record, and I like that.
Kramer and her band, three of whom are the vaunted members of Free Planet Radio, celebrate the release of Valley of the Bones with a show March 2nd at Ambrose West in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.